Well, I can't actually believe it. It's been about 4 years since I last shared a story on Science Mamas, and I am sorry about that. But life got busy. I had a couple of extra kids, I moved house, and I changed parts of my job. So the thing about this is that there are so many plates spinning sometimes in the life of being a mama, and sadly, I had to let this particular one drop. But over time, I've learned that actually it's okay to do that once or twice. And as long as no one's being harmed in the process, it's actually really good. At the time, it was a decision I made that was best for my family, for my work, and for my health, both physical and mental. But this particular Science Mama story that I'm sharing with you today inspired me to pick this plate back up again. I'm at a place in my life where I can do this without any detriment to all of the other plates that I've got spinning right now. So, welcome back to Science Mamas. Here's a little bit of insight from a Science Mama who forged her family in her own way and who tackles mum guilt in a very different, very positive way too.
Science Mama.
I love my Science Mama.
I love my Science Mama.
I love my Science Mama.
I'm Julie Gould, and this is the Science Mamas podcast, where we'll be sharing tales and tips from the lives of mamas in science. Cara Tannenbaum is a professor in the faculties of medicine and pharmacy at Université de Montréal in Canada, and she's also the scientific director of the Institute of Gender and Health at the Canadian Institutes of Health Research. Now, whilst she's doing those two very important roles, she's also a mother of four children. She started her family in her early career while she was doing her training, but in the earlier parts of her working life, she wasn't sure that she wanted to have children.
I loved science so much that I didn't even know if I wanted to have children. My research and my patients, because I'm a physician, were my family.
With religious pressures mounting, Cara married young, and due to illness in the family,
we decided to have children much earlier than I was maybe ready for. It was a hard hit for me, losing some of the freedom of being able to focus on my work, to have to take care of a baby. At the time, it was in a very traditional family where the expectation was on the woman to breastfeed, to make your own baby food, to make sure that, you know, you were going to the music classes. I think at one point I even faked a dental problem so that I could run out and attend music classes once a week. Boy, did I get a lot of speeding tickets just because I felt guilty, between being a mom and wanting and needing to work. After my second child, however, the marriage wasn't a good fit and I got divorced and became a single mom for a while. And I'll never forget being a single mom. I think there must have been a gastric virus going around. Kids were up vomiting all night. The next day I had to give a presentation, obviously couldn't get them to school. I took one and put them in a corner. I couldn't get childcare, but you didn't want to give up the opportunity because it was an important presentation, worrying I was not professional. And then I was lucky enough to meet someone and remarry. And I'm very fortunate to have an adopted Korean daughter now, as well as a stepson. So then I went from being someone who didn't even know if they wanted to have children to having four children in a reconstituted mixed family. So I like to say that I was very productive.
That's such a long way of putting it. Oh my goodness.
During my career. And if you think it's not possible, it is.
What career stage were you at when you had your first child?
I was in my training when I had my first child. I was in my postdoc when I had my second child. I had just entered, I think I was in my last year of early career when I got divorced. So through my mid-career, I was a single mom. And towards my middle mid-career, I found the partner that I'm now with, and I ended up remarrying at the end of my mid-career and having a family with four children.
During our conversation, Cara talked about how she balanced going out to work with this mum guilt feeling that many of us, I know, are very familiar with. After following some advice from a colleague, she actually changed her mindset and the way that she communicated with her children about her work and travel.
I think it's about quality, not quantity. A lot of moms would say, I feel guilty when I say that I can't participate in something for the kids, but I have to go away for an international conference. And another piece of advice that I got was, don't ever tell your kids that you feel guilty. Tell them you're excited. You love your work. I mean, so I had to change my narrative to be more positive. And I'd say, mommy's going away to a big meeting. I'm going to see all my friends. I'm going to discuss some really fun stuff. And I can't wait to get home and tell you about it. You're going to school today. And, you know, someone's going to look after you. It happened to be my parents. I was lucky. And I can't wait to hear what you've done when we come home. So, you know, 72 hours, let's make a rendezvous. I am so excited to hear what you did and for me to tell you what I did. And interestingly, years later, I had that same child tell me how he's hoping to that his partner will work. And I said, oh, but you know, a lot of parents choose not to work. You know, you don't want to stereotype. They volunteer. And he said, no, I just loved seeing how excited you were about your work every day and how passionate you were. And I said, there you go. The words that you use, what you communicate is important.
Now, sometimes, like I said earlier, it happened to me, mamas go too far. Too many plates are spinning at once and things start to fall apart. There is no more balance in our lives.
I've given up the term balance. You know, how do you seek balance? That is just not a realistic aim, in my opinion, if you're going into academia. But what you can seek is fulfillment. And sometimes you're just going to have to say, I'm going to dedicate more time to my family and maybe not go out with my friends every weekend. So friends go on hold for a little bit and I'm dedicating time to my family. Or right now it's my work time. Maybe I won't get to exercise or run that marathon that I wanted to run, and I'll do that in a few years. You can't have it all. In the pizza pie of life, there's going to be one slice that just is always going to be missing. Now, some people get it all and I'm happy for them and, you know, good for them. But for me, I had to accept that in the pizza pie of life, where you have your family and your career and your health and your friends and your loved one and your hobbies, there's going to be different moments where you're going to have to prioritize. And for me, that's about quality and fulfillment, not necessarily perfect balance.
Cara, thank you for sharing your story with us today. Now, if you're a science mama and you have a story to share, or you know someone else who has a story to share, then please do get in touch. We want to share the good, the bad, and I know sometimes the ugly stories of being a scientist and being a working parent. So please get in touch via the website at www.sciencemamas.com, or you can contact me directly on Twitter at @JuliePCGould or on Instagram where I am at @ScienceJulie. Thanks for listening.
I love my science mama. I love my science mama.
I love my science mama.